The border between Venezuela and Colombia used to be a bustling commercial corridor. But oil-rich Venezuela is going through an economic meltdown with critical shortages of food and medicine. Plus, the country has the world's highest inflation rate. As reporter John Otis tells us, the crisis has now reached the Colombian side of the border.
Haider Heras owns a liquor warehouse in Maicao, a town located in the Guajira Desert of northern Colombia and just a stone's throw from Venezuela. Heras says he used to sell up to 300 cases of whiskey and rum per day to mostly Venezuelan customers, but their buying power has evaporated due to the collapse of the bolivar, the Venezuelan currency. The few Venezuelans who still come to Maicao now stock up on food and other essentials that are hard to find back home.
Mire, ¿qué ha tocado cambiarse? A traer arroz, azúcar, aceite, lo que necesitan los venezolanos.
Look how I've had to change my store, Heras says as he shows me around. I now sell rice, sugar, and cooking oil, which is what Venezuelans are looking for.
Azúcar, 52, mi amor. Aceite, mi amor, 48.
Heras's profits have shrunk, but at least he's still in business. More than 150 Maicao stores that in better times sold Venezuelans everything from computers to car parts have shut down. The border problems began 3 years ago amid a steep drop in oil prices and what critics describe as failed socialist economic policies in Venezuela. The country's president, Nicolas Maduro, made things worse last year by closing the land border with Colombia to crack down on smugglers, whom he blamed for his country's food shortages. The border reopened in August, but only for pedestrians. Even so, some Venezuelan vehicles managed to get across the border to Maicao on clandestine dirt trails. Along the way, they pass informal toll booths set up by Colombians. Toll collectors like Anilvia Pedroso create roadblocks by stretching lengths of rope across the trails, then demanding small change from drivers. A mother of five, Pedroso sounds a little sheepish about her new line of work.
Yo antes vendía, era vendedora ambulante. Vendía bocadillo, vendía comida.
She used to make a decent living selling snacks to throngs of Venezuelan travelers. But Pedroso says her business dried up when the border shut down.
Ahora estoy, mira, vea. En los carros.
Now look at me, she says. But tough as things are, conditions here on the Colombian side of the border are still better than in Venezuela. That's why some Venezuelans are moving here. Immigration officials say about 65,000 have relocated to Colombia since the land border reopened.
Nada. Estamos totalmente en una crisis enorme en Venezuela.
One recent arrival, Juan Suarez, tells me, there's nothing in Venezuela. Nothing, nothing, nothing. We are in the middle of an enormous crisis. To support his wife and 16-month-old son, who are back in Venezuela, Suarez sells oranges and limes on the streets of Maicao. Now, he's thinking of moving his whole family across the border. He says Colombia is an escape valve. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Maicao, Colombia.